إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, and inshallah ta'ala, as we mentioned, we're going to talk about al-adab التي ينبغي على المسلمين مراعاتها في بيوت الله. The manners and the etiquettes that all Muslims should observe while they are in the houses of Allah, the masajid, the mosques. It is extreme importance, this topic of extreme importance, because it deals with the houses of Allah, buyut Allah. And also because we the Muslims, especially the men, we spend a lot of time in the houses of Allah. So, this is a talk by our beloved Shaykh Dr. Abdul Razzaq Ibn Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr, Hafidhahum Allah, him and his father. Has a lot of benefits. We may not be able to finish it tonight. If we don't, we finish it tomorrow, inshallah, tomorrow night. Inshallah ta'ala, because of the importance, because of the valuable information the Shaykh brought, Hafidhahullah. قال حديثنا في هذا اللقاء عن آداب بيوت الله المساجد. He says our talk tonight is on the manners and the etiquettes that we should display in the houses of Allah, the masajid, the mosques. المساجد التي هي أحب البقاع إلى الله عز وجل خير البقاع وأفضلها. The masajid, this is the plural of masjid. Masjid, masajid, are the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the most beloved of all places to Allah. They are the best places and the most noble and virtuous of all places, the masajid. وقد ثبت في صحيح مسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. إن الشيخ عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله, he says he brought this narration that is in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most beloved of places to Allah are the masajid, the most beloved places to Allah are the masajid, and the most hated are the marketplace, the markets, aswaq, the markets, and the malls and the like. قال الشيخ وتميزت المساجد بكثرة ذكر الله عز وجل فيها. He said, what distinguished the masajid? Because Allah is mentioned and remembered a lot in this masajid, in these places. وإقام الصلاة, they are distinguished and they have this superiority and this virtue and nobility because the salawat are established in the masajid, the prayers. وتلاوة القرآن, likewise, the masajid had this virtue because the Quran is recited in the masajid. وعقد حلق العلم والفقه في دين الله تبارك وتعالى, likewise, from the things that highlight the superiority of the masajid and the virtue of the masajid, that circles of knowledge, classes and the like are held in the masajid. In those circles of knowledge, people are learning their religion, gaining the correct understanding of their religion. إلى غير ذلكم, من الأمور العظيمة الكبيرة الحبيبة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. الشيخ said, this is only some examples of the noble things, the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are performed in the masajid. قال بخلاف الأسواق, as opposed the markets now, فإنه يوجد فيها من التعاملات المحرمة والأعمال السيئة والأمور المنكرة إلى غير ذلك مما يكون ويقع في الأسواق. The Sheikh says, as opposed now, if you look at the marketplaces, it's totally different. You will find people, they deal with one another in a bad ways in the markets. Some haram as it involves in the marketplaces. Evil, some evil actions and transactions are conducted in the masajid from other things in the markets. Ahsant. Pay attention with me, barakallahu fiqh. In the marketplaces. And also, we can add to that, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on, in the masjid, there is sakina, waqar, tuma'nina. You come to the masjid, you find rest, ease, tranquility, peace of mind. Fil aswaq, as-sakhab, al-dawda, al-laghat. But in the marketplaces, noise. People yelling, screaming, rushing, running, pushing, shoving. But sakina, tranquility in the masajid. قال الشيخ حفظه الله والمساجد يكفيها شرفا أنها بيوت الله عز وجل أضافها الرب عز وجل إلى نفسه تشريفا لها وتعلية لقدرها وبيانا لعظيم مكانتها. The Sheikh says the masajid is sufficient to show their nobility, that they are the houses of Allah. That's enough, right there. To show the nobility and the virtue and superiority of the masajid, that they are the houses of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, in the ayah that the Shaykh is going to mention, in this ayah, Allah has connected his name to the masajid. That shows the nobility of the masajid. That shows the high rank and the makana that the masajid should have. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jinn, verse 18, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. The masajid are Allah's. They belong to Allah. The masajid belong to Allah. They are Allah's houses. Therefore, do not call upon anyone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. وقال الله عز وجل في سورة النور, سورة النور chapter 24 verses 36 and 37, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة. In houses, meaning mosques, which Allah has ordered to be raised, the Shaykh is going to explain what it means to be raised later on. In them, his name is remembered. Invocations, recitation of the Quran, etc. Therein, glorify him, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the morning and in the afternoons, or the evenings. Men whom neither trade nor sell and business diverts from the remembrance of Allah with heart and tongue, nor from performing as salat. To the end of the ayah. Now the Shaykh is going to explain this ayah. قال Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. These are houses that should be raised. And his name is to be mentioned. What that means, this masajid to be raised and the dhikr of Allah? What is the dhikr? قال الشيخ هذا جماع ما يتعلق بالمساجد من أحكام وآداب جمع في قوله أن ترفع ويذكر في اسمه. He says all the things that related to the masjid, the adab, the etiquette, the function of the masjid and all that, it is included in this statement of Allah. أن ترفع ويذكر في اسمه. Masajid are to be raised and the Allah to be mentioned and remembered in them. قال فرفعها يتناول ماذا؟ To be raised, what that mean? يتناول تشييدها وبناؤها وتنظيفها والعناية بها وصيانتها من كل مؤذن. How the masajid are raised? He says by what? By building them. By building a masjid. Establishing a masjid. That's how you raise this masajid. By first bring them to existence by building the masajid. And then also a part of raising the masajid, cleaning them, taking care of the masajid, taking good care of the houses of Allah, and protecting the houses of Allah from anything that is harmful, from all filth and evil and the like. وَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ فِيهَا يَتَنَاوَلُ الصَّلَاةَ وَالْقُرْآنَ وَالْعِلْمَ وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. He's asked for the remembrance of Allah in the masajid occurs through salats, performing the prayers in the masajid. Also by recitation and learning of the Quran in the masajid. Likewise by having circles of knowledge and classes in which the people are learning their religion in the masajid. This is how Allah's name is remembered and mentioned and the like. This is how the people, they remember Allah in the masajid. قال فجمعت أحكام المساجد كلها في قوله عز وجل أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. The Sheikh says all of the ruling and regulation pertaining to the masajid are found and taken from this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the masajid should be raised and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be mentioned and remembered in this masajid. ثم قال وتأمل رعاك الله قول الله عز وجل في هذا السياق في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآثار رجال. Now the Sheikh, he wanna highlight on this word رجال. He says I want you to reflect, pay close attention to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this context, in this ayah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in houses, meaning mosques, which Allah has ordered to be raised, meaning to be cleaned and to be honored, in them His name is remembered, through the adhan, through the iqamah, through the salat, through the classes and the like. In these masajid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorified. His name is glorified through evenings and mornings and afternoons by men. The Shaykh says, تأمل الرجولة بأبهى صورها وأجل حللها وأكمل مواضعها. He says, now here is the manhood, because Allah says men. He says, now I want you to reflect upon the real meaning of manhood. As mentioned in this ayah defined the real manhood. Somebody who wants to see, check, is he a real man? This is how it is checked through the book of Allah. The Shaykh says, وَلَقَدْ غَابَتْ مَعَانِ الرُّجُولَ وَتَحْقِيقِهَا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ. He says, that because the real meaning and the true characteristic that make of a man a real man, a true man, they are not found in many men who claim the manhood. He says, فَتَرَاهُمْ رِجَالٌ بِأَجْسَامٍ وَقُوَّ وَأَبْدَانٍ صَحِيحَةٍ قَوِيَّةٍ لَكِنْ لَا تَرَاهُمْ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. He says, yes, some men, they're strong, big bodies, okay? They're strong, they're healthy, but they are not found in the masajid. Yes. They're strong, healthy, sound, but they are not found in the houses of Allah. قال فأين حقيقة الرجولة التي أثنى الله على أهلها بهذا الوصف وبهذا اللقب رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. He says, so therefore, what is the reality of manhood to these people? What is that true meaning of manhood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the real man, the true man in the Quran when he said about them, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Men whom neither trade nor sale or business diverse from the remembrance of Allah. قال نعم هم يتاجرون ويكتسبون ويعملون في تحصيل مصالحهم لكن شيئا من ذلك لا يشغلهم عن المساجد ولا يبعدهم عن بيوت الله تبارك وتعالى بل إن قلوبهم معلقة بالمساجد. He says, the Shaykh says, these men that are praised, the men that are praised in the Quran, in this ayah in Surah An-Nur, yes, they have business. They have jobs. Yes, they go to work. They go to work. They have businesses. They buy and sell. They take care of their families. But however, none of that which they do, their job, their business, their trade, whatever they do, does not take them away from the remembrance of Allah. Does not keep them busy from the masajid, the houses of Allah. Does not keep them away from the houses of Allah. But rather these people, even though they are at their work, at their business, whatever they do in their hearts are attached to the masjid. قُلُوبُهُمْ مُعَلَّقَ بِالْمَسَاجِ. Now they go to work. And from this we understand the mistake of certain people. You gotta have some balance, man. Some people, they say, okay, they give up work. They don't want to work. They just stay in the masjid and they camp in the masjid. Akhi, no job. No, I gotta stay in the masjid. Huh? Work keep me away from the masjid. No, work don't keep you away from the masjid. You gotta work. And you gotta find the job and you gotta take care of yourself and your family because you're responsible. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this man, this real man. They have jobs, they have business, they have transactions, but still their hearts are attached to the masjid. إذا خرج من المسجد لحاجاته ومصالحه يخرج وقلبه معلق بالمسجد. The Shaykh says, the real man that Allah has as Allah has praised them and mentioned them in this beautiful way in this ayah, he says, when they leave the masjid to take care of their business, to go to work, or whatever they do, still their hearts are attached to the masjid. Yeah, they leave the masjid. They don't stay all day in here. They come and pray, they come to the class, they go to take care of their business. But still their hearts are attached to the masjid. هَؤُلَاءِ هُمُ الرِّجَالُ حَقَّى. He said, these are the real men. These are the real men, he said. These are the true men. عَرَفُوا لِبُيُوتِ اللَّهِ حَقَّهَا وَعَرَفُوا لَهَا مَكَانَتَهَا وَرَعَوْا مَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَقُومُوا بِهِ تُجَاهَ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَعَمَرُوهَا حَقًّا وَصِدْقًا. So these are the true men. These are the real men. How you know? Because they know the rights of the masajid upon them. That's why they are true men, real men. They know the makana, the position of the masjid in their lives. So they took in consideration this makana, this position, and the right of the masjid, and they act upon that. They act upon that, and they fulfill their obligations towards the house of Allah. فَعَمَرُوهَا حَقًّا وَصِدْقًا. So you find them always maintaining the houses of Allah by the salat first, by performing the five obligatory prayers of Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He mentioned, he said, certain people, when they talk about establishing a masjid, maintaining a masjid, most people, their minds go to money. How are we going to keep it running? The light, this. No, that's not what the masajid are built for. The masajid are built for the remembrance of Allah. For the remembrance of Allah, yes, you have to take care of the house of Allah. You gotta make sure that everything is alhamdulillah, the masajid are clean, whatever make it the people comfortable to worship their Lord. But this is not the purpose. The purpose is that these masajid are maintained through performing actions of worship. Salawat, mainly the five obligatory prayers upon men, the remembrance of Allah, and the hilaq al-ilm, the circles of knowledge, in tawheed, in aqeedah, in fiqh, in hadith, in Quran, in tafsir, in the Arabic language and the like. This is how the masajid are maintained. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى كما في سورة التوبة. سورة التوبة, that's chapter number 9, in verse number 18. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. The mosques of Allah shall be maintained by those who believe in Allah and the last day, perform the prayers, and give the zakat, and fear none but Allah. It is they who are on true guidance. Allah says, that it is they who do these things who are on true guidance. قال الشيخ حفظه الله, الشيخ عبد الرزاق العباد, وهذه الآية الكريمة فيها بيان العمارة الحقيقية لبيوت الله سبحانه وتعالى وأنه يجمعها تحقيق أمرين والقيام بمطلبين عظيمين جليلين صلاح العقيدة وحسن العمل. The Shaykh says this ayah, this noble verse, make it clear to us what is the true meaning of maintaining the masjid. What is the real meaning of maintaining the masjid, the houses of Allah? And that maintaining the houses of Allah is by fulfilling two things, two great things. صلاح العقيدة, that the aqeedah has to be sound, the soundness of the creed, وحسن العمل, and the righteousness of actions. قال أما صلاح العقيدة, the Shaykh, now he's going to bring details. أما صلاح العقيدة ففي قوله سبحانه وتعالى من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. صلاح العقيدة. He says, as for who maintain? Who really maintain the masajid? If someone wants to check himself, is he really maintaining the masajid in the real meaning of the term of maintaining? This is how. Number one, Allah says, the mosques of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the last day. The soundness of the aqeedah. Somebody believe in Allah on the last day, that shows that their creed is sound. قال فالعقائد الفاسدة والمذاهب الباطلة والآراء المنحلة ليس أهلها من عمار بيوت الله وإن حضروا وقاموا في الصفوف وصلوا مع المصلين. الله أكبر. Listen to this. He said, as for those people who they have corrupts creed and belief because they are following corrupt methodologies, they follow wicked opinions and evil opinions of men, they are not from those who maintain the houses of Allah. They are not considered from those who maintain the houses of Allah, even if they come to the masjid and they stand in the ranks and pray with the people. They are not from those who maintain the masajid of Allah. See how it is? قال فإن الأساس الذي تبنى عليه العمارة الحقيقية لبيوت الله تبارك وتعالى صحة المعتقد وسلامة الإيمان, لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال إنما يعمر مساجد الله من أتى وصلى وذكر بأي صيغة من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. The Shaykh says, so therefore the foundation, that should a person relate to and should have. That foundation that determine if a person really maintain in the houses of Allah with the proper term and meaning of the term maintain in the house of Allah is that person who have sound aqidah. First he has to have sound creed, sound belief. Because Allah says, the mosques of Allah are only maintained by who? And he mentioned those who believe in Allah and the last day. Sheikh explained this, amana billahi wal yawm al-akhir. Amana billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala rabban, wa khaliqan, raziqan, mun'iman, mutafaddila. This is a person who believes in Allah as a Lord, his Lord, as his creator, as provider, as the one who bestow all bounties and favors. Now, that's how you believe in Allah. You believe in Allah that He's your Lord. You have no Lord but Him. You believe in Allah that He's the only creator. No one creates anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walau qitmir. Not even that thin membrane that you will find on the stone inside of the deeds. Then I can't even create that one. That you believe that Allah is the only creator. That Allah alone provides for His creatures. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His mercy and His bounties and favors upon His creatures. وَآمَنَ بِهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِأَسْمَائِهِ الْحُسْنَى وَصِفَاتِهِ الْعُلْيَى وَكَمَالِهِ وَجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ وَكُبْرِيَائِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Subhanallah. These are the people that the real maintainers of the masjid, man. They believe in Allah. What that means? Mean that they believe in the names and the attributes of Allah. Somebody deny the names of Allah and he's maintaining the masjid. No, he's not maintaining no masjid. He believe in Allah. People deny some of the attributes of Allah and they maintain in the house of Allah. No, they are not maintaining the house of Allah. Those who maintain the house of Allah, they believe in Allah. And a part of believing of Allah, all of this has to be found in that person. They believe in the names of Allah, in the beautiful attributes of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best names, the most perfect names, the beautiful names. They know that. And they believe in them as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in the names of Allah by affirming for Allah what He affirmed for Himself or affirmed by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't. Allah affirmed for Himself names and attributes. Some deviant group, they said, no, Allah didn't have those names, doesn't have those attributes. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ السَّلَامَ وَتَالْعَافِيَةِ وَأَنَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هُوَ الْمَعْبُودُ بِحَقٍ وَلَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍ سِوَاهِ. This is the qualities of those people who, the true people who maintain the houses of Allah. Not anybody who show up in the house of Allah. They also believe that Allah is the true God that deserves to be worshipped. And none but Allah deserves to be worshipped. فَلَهُ يَخْضَعْ وَإِلَيْهِ يَلْتَجِئْ وَلَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَرْكَعْ وَيَسْجُدْ وَإِيَّاهُ يَدْعُوْ وَإِلَيْهِ يَتَوَسَّلْ وَمِنْهُ يَطْلُبُ جَمِيعَ حَاجَاتِهِ وَكُلَّ رَغَبَاتِهِ. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, based on this, knowing that Allah is alone to be worshipped, none deserve to be worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that you have no refuge whatsoever. Or before that he says, so therefore you humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You turn to Allah in your needs. If you ask for something that you want or think that you dislike or harmful, you ask Allah to repel those things away from you. You bow down for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You prostrate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawassul is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask everything that you want and you need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You turn to Him in all and every of your needs. you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا مفزع له ولا ملجأ إلا إليه سبحانه وتعالى. This is the true believer. This is the true man. These are those true people who are maintaining the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know they have no refuge except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sound aqeedah, ya ibadallah. Now this is a class of aqeedah too. You see how the aqeedah is in everything? If you think that when we make that announcement that the etiquette of the masjid, maybe we're going to tell you, listen man, check your shoes and don't eat, or don't drink, and don't talk. This is the aqeedah. This is from the etiquette of the masjid, man. It's beyond that. فَلَا يَدْعُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The one who really maintaining the masjid with the true and real meaning of the term maintain the masjid does not call upon anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَسْأَلُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He doesn't ask anyone but Allah. لَا يَسْتَغِيثُ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He don't call for help in the times of distress, in the times of difficulty and hardship. He call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَذْبَحُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Here is a person who has sound aqeedah and therefore considered from the true maintainers of the house of Allah, never slaughter for anyone except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذبح الذي هو عبادة. Remember in the class of Talat al-Usul on Tuesday, last Tuesday, alhamdulillah, we mentioned this, the three reasons why people slaughter animals. And one of them is الذبح كعبادة. Mean as a form of worship that should be only for Allah. You don't slaughter for a jinn. You don't slaughter for some sheikh or for some wali or for so and so. It doesn't matter who that person may be. وَلَا يَطْلُبُ الْمَدَدَ وَالْعَوْنَ إِلَّا مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And you do not ask for help. Or of course, the Shaykh, he mentioned, he's asking for help. Now we're talking about things that only Allah can do. But if, in the Talatat Usul, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, if a person is present, alive, and able to help you, yes, you can ask him, it's okay. But now to go to somebody who is dead and ask him to help you and assist you, a shirk, wal'iyadu billah, shirk akbar, major shirk. قال فهذا الذي فعل هذا فصحت عقيدته بالله وصح إيمانه بالله سبحانه وتعالى. Person who does these things and have this belief, his aqidah is sound. This person aqidah and creed is sound. His iman in Allah, he's sound when he says I believe in Allah, that statement is sound and true. قال الشيخ وعندما يقع الخلل بهذا الأصل العظيم والأساس المتين تبطل الأعمال عياذا بالله وتحبط ولو كثرت. لأن عمارة المساجد أساسها الذي عليه تبنى صحة العقيدة وصحة الإيمان بالله تبارك وتعالى. The Sheikh said, but when a person has problems, has a problem in this great fundamental principle, which is the عقيدة, the creed, the sound creed, then the deeds will be void, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. He says, if a person have a problem, his aqidah is not sound, all the deeds performed by such a person are void, nullified. Doesn't matter how much that person perform the deeds. He says, because maintaining the masajid, they have to be established on this foundation, which is the soundness of the creed and the soundness of iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ومن الأمور المؤسفات بل الكبائر العظيمات بل أعظم الكبائر وأخطرها أن يوجد في بعض المساجد من يلجأ إلى غير الله ويدعو غير الله بل سمع بعضهم عياذا بالله تبارك وتعالى وهو يقول في سجوده وهو في بيت الله مدد يا فلان لا إما مخاطبا الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أو مخاطبا أحد الأولياء. أين حقيقة الإيمان بالله وأين صحة المعتقد الذي يبنى عليه دين الله تبارك وتعالى. Then the Sheikh says, sad reality is indeed
And this sad reality is actually has to do with a great sin, a very dangerous sin. Consider it from the greatest of all great sins that you may find in some of the masajid, those who turn to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, rather, some people, they were heard in the house of Allah, in the Masjid al-Haram in Medina, who's saying, that person, he's right there, saying in his sujood, he's in the house of Allah, calling upon somebody other than Allah. Oh, so and so, help me. Oh, Tijani, help me. Oh, Abdul Qadir Jilani, help me. For instance, they calling upon names, upon people. The Shaykh says, even if they may address the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is shirk. Even if they say, oh, Messenger of Allah, help me out in this one, that's a shirk akbar wal-iyadu billah. The Shaykh says, what is the reality of iman with these people? And what is the correctness and the soundness of the belief that all of the deeds are built upon? Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, he says, والعقيدة الصحيحة هي الأساس الذي تبنى عليه جميع الأعمال صحة وفسادا. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu ta'ala, he says, the sound creed is the foundation that all the deeds, mean actions of worship, is built upon. If the aqidah is sound, the deeds are sound. If the aqidah is corrupt, those deeds are void and nullified, wal-iyadu billah. He says, what is the soundness of belief of these people? What is the sound that they claim, amantu billah, la ilaha illallah, but they call on others. They call on others beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, in these verses 65 and 66. And indeed, it has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as it was to those before you, meaning the other messengers of Allah, alayhim as-salatu wasalam. If you join others in worship with Allah, this is what Allah, this is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you join others in worship with Allah, then surely all your deeds will be in vain, and you will certainly be among the losers. Nay, but worship Allah alone and none else, and be among the grateful. And be among the grateful. وَيَقُولُ جَلَّا فِي عُلَىٰ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the masajid are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ الْمَسَاجِدْ أَيْ أَمَاكِنِ الْعِبَادَةِ أَوْ مَوَادِعِ السُّجُودِ وَأَعْدَاءِ السُّجُودِ فَهِيَ لِلَّهِ لَا لِغَيْرِهِ. The Shaykh says the masajid here, it means the places where the people, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also it means the place of sujood, when you prostrate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, called masajid too. When your limbs that you touch the ground with when you prostrate, that calls the masajid too. In both cases, they should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. قَالَ فَأَيْنَ هَذَا الضَّائِعُ التَّائِهُ الْمُنْحَرِفُ الَّذِي يَعْمِدُ إِلَى بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَيَسْجُدُ فِي بَيْتِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يَدْعُو غَيْرَ اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغِيثُ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. The Shaykh says, now in the light of this ayah, what is that lost person? As Allah said, you're from the losers. What is that deviant person in his aqidah? That person who go to the house of Allah,
and prostrate in the house of Allah, and then call others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes to the house of Allah, he prostrates in the house of Allah, and then in his sujood, call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and for assistance. Seek refuge with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Shaykh says, Allah says, إِنَّمَا حَصَرْ أَدَاتُ حَصَرْ إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَمَلَ بِاللَّهِ. The mosques of Allah are only maintained by those who believe in Allah and the last day. Those who believe in Allah. هذا أساس لعمارة المساجد. So this is the foundation that we should all keep in mind if we want to be from those people who maintain the masjid. قال الشيخ ولهذا وأمثال هؤلاء لو قام في الصف وفي المسجد قيام السارية التي في المسجد لم ينفعه ذلك ولم يستفد منه لأن الأساس الذي تبنى عليه الأعمال ويقام عليه الدين اختل عنده لأن الله قال من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. The Shaykh said, for a person like this who come to the house of Allah, prostrate in the house of Allah, and call other than Allah, seek refuge with other than Allah. I remember Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala in Talatat Usul, he says, why it is shirk? Because they believe that those people who are dead, they have some superpower. And therefore they ascribe to them that which is only for Allah. That's why they commit shirk. Akbar wal-iyadu billah. So the Shaykh says, a person like this, even if he come and stand in the row, in the masjid, and pray in the same way, long time as the pole of the masjid. You see the pole? That pole goes somewhere? No, ain't going nowhere. He said, let's say someone, he spent his life in a masjid, like that pole of the masjid, standing in prayer, it would not benefit him anything. He will get no benefit from his salats. Why? Because the asas, the foundation that the deeds are built upon is shot with this person, man. His foundation is gone, is done, is corrupt. So it doesn't matter how long that person stay in the house of Allah and pray in the house of Allah. If that person is calling apart other than Allah and by therefore devoting an act of worship for other than Allah, it may be more than just one act of worship. الدعاء الاستعانة الاستغاثة الاستعاذة وربما قبل أن يأتي المسجد الذبح وغير ذلك. In this person, the Shaykh says, doesn't matter. None of that will be of any benefits because the foundation is shot. The foundation is not sound. Allah says, من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the true maintenance of the houses of Allah are only those who believe in Allah and the last day. We continue after the adhan, inshallah. Tafaddal akhi barak.
La ilaha illallah.
نعم. قال الشيخ واليوم الآخر هو دار الجزاء والحساب.
The Sheikh here in this ayah Allah says those who believe in Allah on the last day. The last day is the place of accounting and reckoning. That's the place.
وأول ما يسأل عنه العبد في اليوم الآخر يوم يلقى الله عز وجل هذه الصلاة.
So then the first thing that a servant will be asked on يوم القيامة is the صلاة.
When a person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on يوم القيامة, the first question, the first things of the actions of worship that a person will be asked about is the prayer. قال فهما موقفان يقفهما العبد بين يدي الله إن صلح الأول صلح الثاني.
This is now his servant, he stands, he has two standings in front of Allah. If the first standing is sound, the second one is sound as well. What is the first standing? Huh? For salat. Stand for the salat. What is the second standing?
In يوم القيامة. قال الموقف الأول هو هذه الصلاة وأن يقيمها كما أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى. The first standing is this salat. When a person stands in prayer. And a person should establish the prayer as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, Albani and others, they say, how you establish the prayer? By fulfilling its conditions, its pillars, its obligatory elements and the like. And before that you should know the tahara, how you purify yourself correctly for the salat. And you perform it with khushu', with tranquility, peace of mind. Not just the body is present, but the mind and the heart still circulating in the city. Now your mind, your heart has to be present with your body in the salat. And you do it for the sake of Allah, in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا صَلَحَ هَذَا الْمَوْقِفُ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا صلح وطاب موقفه في الدار الآخرة يوم يقف بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى. اللهم أصلح وقوفنا في الدارين يا رب العالمين. The Sheikh says, so if a person standing in front of Allah in this dunya while he is praying is sound and correct, his standing on يوم القيامة will be correct, sound and pure and beneficial for him or for her in the hereafter. When he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْهُ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هَذِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. He says, keep in mind that the first thing that a servant will be asked on يوم القيامة is the salat. This is a great benefit for us. A lot of people, they ask, how can I get khushu', meaning how they can benefit from their prayer. Because it's not enough to just stand there, Allahu Akbar, ruku', sujood. No. This is one of the things that are going to help us. Whenever you stand in front of Allah for the salah, they call the iqama, and you stand, remember that this standing of yours will determine the standing in Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's how it is, Akhwan. This is a great benefit. This is a very great benefit we benefit tonight from this lecture, along with many other benefits. Whenever you stand in the prayer, say to yourself, this standing of mine now will determine my standing in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Meaning, if your standing is sound and correct, inshallah the other one will be sound and correct, inshallah ta'ala. And therefore you be serious about the prayer. قال وفي الآية كذلك وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة.
يعني the Shaykh is talking about the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah. Ayah 18.
إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة. The mosque of Allah shall be maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the last day, perform the prayer and give the zakat. Az-zakat.
فالهذا عمارة المساجد بالأعمال الصالحة والطاعات والتقرب إلى الله جل وعلا.
He says this is how the masajid are maintained, man. This is how the masajid are truly maintained. Through performing righteous actions in the masajid. Being obedient to Allah. And whatever you do in those masajid, you're doing it to seek closer to Allah. That's how you maintain the masajid. فالمساجد تعمر بالاعتقاد الصحيح. Highlight this one now. If you didn't write anything so far, write this one inshallah ta'ala. And if you've been writing, highlight this one. The Shaykh says, فالمساجد تعمر بالاعتقاد الصحيح وتعمر بالعمال الصالح بالعمل الصالح المقرب إلى الله عز وجل وقيام العمل الصالح المقرب إلى الله على الإخلاص للمعبود والمتابعة للرسول الكريم عليه صلوات الله وسلام الله. Write this one. Says the masajid are only maintained through correct and sound belief and creed. The masajid are only maintained also with righteous actions, the sound creed and the righteous actions, and performing deeds that you seek by those deeds to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to get the possession. Now a person is doing all this so he can bump the some guy, some imam of the masjid, so he can get more people behind him, so he can get rid of somebody in the administration on the board. No, you don't do it for that. Do it, whatever you do in the house of Allah, you're doing it to maintain the house of Allah. And if you want to be from those people, true people who maintain the house of Allah, you got to have some sound aqidah first. No Sufiya, Mu'tazila, Jahmiya, wal-iyadu billah, and then they say they maintain in the masajid. And from this lecture you will know who are the true masajid too. Not anyone who open a place and pay the rent, that's a masjid. Sometimes you find masajid, they call them masajid run by Sufis. Shirk. Shirkiyat. They act upon shirk. Masajid built by Mu'tazila, Jahmiya, Khawarij. Some people they even call the masajid of a Rafida, who cursed the companions and abused them, masajid. And yet, masajid that are open and run and directed by ignorant people. Nobody from the ulama know them. Nobody from the people of knowledge put them over there. They just because they think, okay, as long as we can afford the rent, let's establish the masjid. That's wrong, man. That's wrong. You want to be with the people who are truly maintaining the house of Allah. Who are those people? Did Allah says black people? Did Allah says white people? Did Allah says the Arabs? Did Allah says the PhDs? So those people who, the true men, they have the sound aqidah and they have knowledge and they do righteous actions. Barakallahu feekum. So not any, oh, we got a lot of masjid. Some people they said, akhi, any masjid you go, they are the houses of Allah. No, they are not. They are not. Not all the places that are called masajid are Allah's houses. The true houses of Allah are those who are, that's what's happening in them. The correct aqidah, the sound iman, the righteous actions, ikhlas, mutaba'a li rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People get, they do so much shirk in the masjid. Innovations in the masjid. Ignorance in the masjid. That steals the masjid. Yeah, why? Now, with that it says ikhlas, that the servant of Allah has to have sincerity and following the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these are the two conditions of the acceptance of the deeds. Al-ikhlas wal-mutaba'ah. Of course, ma'a sahhat al-mu'taqad. These are the two conditions for the acceptance of the deeds, that that deed has to be done for Allah sincerely, not for somebody else, not for some other reasons, and according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And of course the ulama, they don't mention this third one, but there has to be there. This only, those who are sincere and following the messenger of Allah ﷺ, they only those who have sound creed. If somebody doesn't have sound creed, sound aqidah, even if he's sincere and follow the sunnah, it's not going to be no benefit for them. Unless the aqidah is sound. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله والمساجد أيها المؤمنون قرة عيون أهل الإيمان وسلوة نفوسهم وبهجة صدورهم ومهوى أفئدتهم وأنس خواطرهم وراحتهم وسعادتهم. الله أكبر. Let me stop here and translate and then continue. There is more to come. The Shaykh says, O you who believe, the believers, the masajid, they're supposed to be the comfort of your eye.
That's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be like having problems anywhere. But once you come to the masjid, you're supposed to find delight and tranquility and peace of mind. These are the masajid.
Now he's telling us what is the true masjid now. A masjid that you come to, and that masjid is qurratu ayn, the comfort of your eye. You see only that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't see bid'ah, innovations, hizbiyah, insane with the masjid. And it brings comforts, ease, tranquility, peace of mind, serenity. The true masjid, the masjid, there is a comfort of the eye. You find the person attached to it. He finds himself driving to the masjid. Even though his wife sent him to the store and he finds himself in the parking of the masjid. And then he's like, oh, I'm supposed to go in the store. But subhanAllah, for the love of the masjid, drive him always to the masjid. Like a magnet. Always. He has some free time. Masjid. You wonder sometimes you come to the masjid and you always find a couple people in the masjid. Right or wrong? Huh? And you think, what's wrong? They have nowhere to go. Yes, they have somewhere to go. They got jobs. Some people, they even have two jobs. Some have two, three wives married. And they have 17 children. But whenever you come, they beat you. They beat me to the masjid. Come for Fajr, they already here. Dhuhr, they here. Maghrib, they here. Class, they're the first one in the class. We want to do something for the masjid, they're the first one rolling up their sleeves. And most of that, what's amazing, they're the last one to leave the masjid too. And they have jobs, and they married, and they have children, and they have things. Maybe they have more than I have to deal with. Why? Because they're attached to the masjid. They have this discomfort of the eye of the masjid. Their minds and their hearts are attached to the masjid. They find tranquility and serenity and peace of mind in the masjid, not in a marketplace. Some Muslim, they are, oh, let me kill some time. You're a murderer now? You want to kill some time? I'm going to kill some time until Asr comes in. SubhanAllah. A true believer makes these statements. He looks, Asr come at 5 o'clock. He's look, it's 4:30. Well, let's go to the masjid. Akhi, come on, man, let's go kill some time until the adhan comes in. Once you kill that nafs in you that's telling you to go somewhere, taking you away from the place, the place, the masjid. That's what should be killed. That nafs, that desire. A person, half an hour to the adhan, he's going to go to some coffee place and watch a TV. Now he wonder what khushu he's going to have. Now you're going to come early to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hey, we passed our time, inshallah. We're going to stop here. We're going to continue tomorrow, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we continue this very important topic. I still didn't even tell you the real thing the Shaykh has to mention about the adhan. We're still in the introduction, by the way, inshallah. So try to come tomorrow, inshallah, if you can. Invite others to come, because this is very important for us to understand, because it will help us to know who are the true masajid, the masajid of Allah. So that we can be in those masajid, because the benefits in those masajid, we be with those people who come to those masajid, because these are the people that Allah has mentioned, they are true men and real men, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan, barakallahu feekum. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك